Thank you, and welcome to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen this morning to a portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the Internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning our church, and I know that if you're interested in our church, this information will be invaluable to you. Beginning this morning, and continuing for a few Sunday mornings, we have a special treat for you. John Alls, who is a member of Independence Baptist Church and who does the production of the radio broadcast for us at Independence Baptist Church, has done a personal study on singing in the Bible. It's a very, very interesting subject and a very needful subject for today, especially for today. There's a lot of people that choose the church they will attend based upon their personal preference for music, not even looking at what the Bible has to say about songs or singing or praise or anything else. So listen this morning as John Alls develops the subject. I know it'll be a blessing to you.
What we want to do today is we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of time. We're going to talk about music, and this is something that me and my wife actually studied in our own personal devotions here a little while back. As you know, kind of when I lead singing, I tend to want to make comments after the song. I want to talk about the song. I want to talk about what the song was telling us, what the song was saying. I kind of have a lot of leanings that way. I kind of think about, and I want to think about, what is in the music. Too often, we just sing the songs. We know the words, we know the tune, we just sing them. And unfortunately, lots of times we get into a rhythm and we don't really think about what we're singing. And so because of that, me and Tanya started studying a little bit about what is music? What's it about? What's it supposed to be? And kind of what we did was we actually took some large poster board and we sat down and we said, okay, what are the questions that we have? And the first one was things like, well, what do we mean when we say music? Is that just singing, or is it just instruments, or what are we talking about? And then we kind of started breaking it down into things like, what's it supposed to be about? When should it happen? Who should be singing? What kind of instruments should you use? Should instruments be used at all? Why should we sing? And then above and beyond that, we just studied a little bit about how they did it, the examples that we have in the Bible. Different types of situations, you know, did they have song leaders, did they have instruments in the music, things along those lines. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to try to start stepping through some of these just a little bit at a time and start taking verses and explaining what should be in our songs, when we should be singing, what we should be singing about, who should be singing. Those are the things that we want to do. And of course, when you have questions like this, where do you go? Of course, we should go to the Bible. That's where we go for everything, right? And so that's what we want to do tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit, and we're going to start taking some verses right from the Scriptures about what our singing should be about. And kind of the way we'll do this is we'll start with what is it about or what is it, and then we'll go into when should it happen, okay? First verse that we want to start with is actually in Psalms chapter 47, verse 6. What you'll find in Psalms chapter 47, verse 6, it says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises." So I think you kind of get the point that when we're praising God, we're supposed to be singing. That's part of it. It's praising God. Part of praising God is singing. In one verse, one short verse, you find the phrase, "sing praises," like four times. And sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises to the King. I mean, over and over again in that one short verse, it says, sing praises. So I think to me that kind of answered the thing. When I'm talking about music, I'm talking about singing. Now there's other verses we'll talk about that also talk about there being instruments in that, and that's part of it as well. But the main thing we want to concentrate on right now is what should that singing be about? And we're going to start in Psalms chapter 51, verse 14. So if you'll turn over to Psalms chapter 51, verse 14, it says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness." So there's two things I'd like to point out in this thing. In one verse, we find two things. One, he says he's going to sing aloud. So, you know, there's a point for singing within yourself and singing in your heart. There's other verses talk about that. But this verse talks about singing aloud. It's a public thing. It is open. Sing aloud. But what's it supposed to be about? What is he singing about? We find here he says, "I'm singing about your righteousness." So he's telling God, "I'm going to sing about your righteousness." So I think we can take this as an example that when we sing songs, they need to be about God's righteousness, his righteousness that he has. We can also look in Psalms chapter 66, verse 2. Psalms chapter 66, verse 2. And as we're turning there, I'd like you to think about, as we go through this, think about the songs that we sing. And I think the songs we sing are good. I love the songs we sing. But we should really take them in light of these scriptures and say, does that song fit this? Does that song do this? Is this song glorifying to God? And I want you to think about, as we read these verses, you'll start having songs just pop into your head. That verse reminds me of that song. Okay? And I think as we go through this, you'll find that. But let's look here in Psalms chapter 66, verse 2. It says, "Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious." So there in the first part of that verse, it says, "Sing forth the honor of his name." So we're supposed to sing about his righteousness. We're supposed to sing about the honor of his name. You know, I think one verse or one song that I should say comes to my mind is the song, "To God Be the Glory." Another one is, "All Hail the Power." To me, those are songs that talk about the honor and glory due to his name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. So, we've got righteousness and honor of his name. We'll also find in Psalms chapter 89, verse 1. Psalms chapter 89, verse 1. "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations." You know, and it's kind of neat as you read down through this. These are obviously whole chapters. They're not meant to be piecemealed and a little bit here and a little bit there. They're meant to be read as a whole. Unfortunately, for the amount of time we have, I can't read all of these chapters and explain all of them. Each one of these that we read could really be a message in and of itself. But I just want to get the point across that there are a lot of verses that talk about what we should be singing about. We have lots of examples in the Bible of what our song should be about. And in this one, we find that it should be about the mercies of the Lord. And then also in the last half of that verse, it says, "I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations." So, when we talk about what it's supposed to be about, his righteousness, his honor, his mercy, his faithfulness. And you also find a little other little bit of information in there, supposed to be to future generations. It's supposed to be to all generations. We're going to sing and we're going to pass it on. Okay. Now we're going to change gears just a little bit here, and we're going to talk a little bit about judgment. You know, we've talked about righteousness, honor, mercy, and faithfulness. But if you look in Psalms chapter 101, verse 1, you're going to find a little bit different thought on this one. You know, those first few, those are, yeah, I can sing about that. That's upbeat, that's uplifting, that's great. But when you look in Psalms chapter 101, verse 1, it says, "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart will depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. And we could just keep going. Like I said, it's hard sometimes not to read the whole chapter because it all goes together. But the main point that we want to get across here is that we're supposed to not only sing about His mercy, we're also supposed to sing about His judgment. You know, sometimes when you think about the songs we sing, especially sometimes if you have, and what lots of times gets termed as an invitation song, those songs will lots of times be about the judgment of the Lord. It'll say, the Lord has done this, the Lord has provided a way, but here's what's going to happen if you don't trust the Lord. You know, there is songs about His judgment. There's actually, in the book of Psalms, I don't remember right now the chapter, but it's like Psalms chapter 81, 89, somewhere around in there. The first half of the chapter talks about, here's what I would do. It's coming from the Lord saying, this is what I would do. I would have blessed this way. I would have blessed this way. I would have given you this. I would have done this. If you would have listened to me and done what I said, but you didn't. And the last half of the chapter deals with what happened because they didn't follow the Lord. And so, when you think about the book of Psalms, you got to remember, they are songs. That's what the book of Psalms is. They were originally written in meter or in rhyme. In the original Hebrew, they were songs. Sometimes in the translation into English, the words that we use, they don't necessarily rhyme as much. All the content's the same, but they don't necessarily rhyme as much. In the original Hebrew, they were very rhythmic. They were made for song. In this case, we have situations where he's saying these songs are going to be about mercy. They're also going to be about judgment. So we got to keep that in mind. They're not always happy songs. They're not always good messages, but they're truthful, and they're proclaiming the message of the Lord. We'll also take a look at Psalms chapter 96, verse 2. So we'll back up just a little bit. In Psalms chapter 96, verse 2, it says, sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day, declare His glory among the heathens, His wonder among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. So we find a few things here in this chapter. One, we're supposed to be, in our song, we're supposed to be showing forth His salvation from day to day. And so I think about the songs we sing, and they're supposed to be proclaiming a message. They're supposed to be proclaiming the salvation that the Lord has provided us, and that the Lord has freely offered to all that accept. You know, so when I think about that, I think the song that comes to my mind is the song Look and Live. You think about that song, it's proclaiming the salvation of the Lord. It's saying, hey, look, the Lord has done the work. The Lord has already done it. All you have to do is accept His gift. You have to look to Him. You have to stop looking at yourself. You have to stop looking at what you can do. You've got to look to Christ. Look and live. It's proclaiming the salvation. It's showing forth the salvation of the Lord from day to day. And so as you go through that, there's a lot of songs you can think of. And there's probably songs that are popping into your mind right now that go, you know, we sing that song. I had never thought about it that way. But that's showing forth His salvation. That's showing forth the salvation of the Lord. And then before we end, we'll also talk a little bit about, if you turn to Psalms chapter 95, verses 1 and 2. Psalms chapter 95, verses 1 and 2, it says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. So I think what you'll find here, it's supposed to be joyful. It's supposed to be thankful. When we come to the Lord in song, we're supposed to be thankful for what He's done, and we're supposed to be joyful about what He is, what He's given us, and what He's done for us. So I think what we'll find is that when we sing, it's supposed to be about His righteousness, honor to His name, His mercy, His faithfulness, His judgment, showing forth His salvation, but at the same time, we need to be joyful and thankful in what we sing to the Lord. We need to show forth His salvation, and we need to do so in a joyful, thankful manner.
I trust you've enjoyed this part of the message brought to you by John Alls. I do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning as John continues on the definition of what scriptural music is and then enters into the subject, when should we sing? Thank you now for listening.